At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, a new bee has been discovered by scientists in Australia. The Lucifer Bee, what a name, which gets its name from the unusual devil-like horns that it has, is the first of its kind. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Aoife Ní Gile, co-founder of the Native Irish Honeybee Society and owner of Galty Honey Farm. You're very welcome to the programme, Aoife. You might describe this bee to me in a bit more detail and how it came to get the name Lucifer Bee.
Hi, how are you? This bee, it was discovered, it's got the name Lucifer bee because, the females have these horn-like protrusions that kind of give it a sort of a devilish-looking appearance. So, it was named Lucifer because that's the Latin for light bringer. But also, because of the devilish look that it has as well.
And I saw that the person who discovered it, who was writing up sort of a description of this bee, was actually watching the programme Lucifer on Netflix at the same time,
right?
And thought, oh, that is a very good name. That is apt. How did they discover this bee, Aoife?
So they were researching in the goldfield regions of Western Australia. In the Bremer Range, so it's a mining area. So they and sectors, they were surveying critically endangered wildflower in that area called Marianthus aquilinaris, and they found this little bee, and its range seemed to be very small. That it seemed to be very specific to that particular plant species that they were recording. And then they just did kind of DNA sampling, basically, check the DNA barcode. So the female looks quite different from the male. Looking at them, you'd think that they might be two different species of bees, but they were able to match their DNA barcodes. Their DNA barcodes didn't match any other bee species that has been recorded, so that's how they discovered it was a completely new species.
And it is the first discovery in 20 years, and I think it suggests that there is still, I suppose, much life out there to discover. Why is it important, Aoife, that we know that a bee like this exists?
Yeah, I suppose it's very important.
We're just having a little issue with your line there, Aoife.
Different bees, guys. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit better now. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. So, bees that are discovered, they're a reflection of the environment, of the biodiversity within the region. So, it is very important, to record these. In Australia, they reckon there are many more bee species that have not yet been discovered. I suppose if you look at it in an Irish context, we have about approximately 100 bee species here in Ireland. And we know, just like in Australia, that plant species, there is concern that if that plant species disappears altogether, this bee will disappear. That's a mining area. And, they're very concerned that, mining shouldn't be carried out until, that area has been recorded and the bee species and things like that. But if you look at it in an Irish context as well, you could say as well that, our habitat here in Ireland is so important to our pollinators. There hasn't been new bee species found here for I don't know how long. I wouldn't be an expert in that area exactly when the last bee species was found. But we have, for example, had a new bee come into Ireland in the last few years, the ivy bee. And that bee, along with all our other native bees, including our native Irish honeybee, they rely so much on the flora in the environment for their survival and for their habitat.
All right. All right. Look, we'll leave it there. But Aoife Ní Gile from the Native Irish Honeybee Society, thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder and bringing us that insight on the Lucifer Bee.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.